KX1X News.
It's minus 7 and sunny at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Leah Den-Hartog. Provincial police are patrolling Ontario roads and transport trucks this week in an effort to crack down on distracted driving by commercial truck drivers. Ontario Provincial Police say the five-day road safety blitz launched Monday is the first time officers have used transport trucks on patrol. They say being in the trucks will give officers a better vantage point for spotting distracted drivers. OPP Commissioner Vince Hawk says the OPP has responded to more than 6,200 collisions related to transport trucks this year. Hawk says 69 of those collisions were fatal, killing a total of 84 people. The OPP say inattentive driving causes over a quarter of all commercial vehicle collisions. Four leading researchers say a federal plan to destroy the criminal records of people convicted of same-sex activity is a troubling feature of proposed legislation intended to help make amends to the LGBTQ community. While the academic researchers applaud ensuring the records can never be used against those convicted, they say preservation is integral to the democratic process and the telling of history. The Liberal government recently introduced legislation that would allow people to apply to have their criminal convictions for consensual sexual activity between same-sex partners erased from the public record. Once passed, the legislation will allow applications by the convicted individual in question or family members of the deceased people with criminal records. The researchers say the scope of offenses covered by the bill is too limited and the application process is too vague and potentially burdensome. Premier Kathleen Wynne has announced funding for child care spaces at nearly 200 schools across the province. Wynne made the announcement at Santa Maria Catholic School in Toronto, which is getting more than $1 million to create two new child care rooms with space for 39 children, part of a total investment of $231 million across the province. She says in a statement that the funding will give more than 8,400 children access to high-quality licensed care in a safe, convenient setting. It's part of the Liberal government's five-year commitment to help 100,000 more children up to the age of four access childcare. New York's governor says the suspect is in a pipe bomb blast in New York City's subway system may have crafted the device from online instructions, and so far it doesn't appear to be part of a larger plot. Reporter Aaron Katursky has more.
Akayed Ula detonated the pipe bomb strapped to his body in an underground corridor near the subway. Governor Andrew Cuomo said Ula intentionally set it off, but the pipe did not fully shatter, so the bomb did not have the intended effect. Passersby reported ringing in their ears and hearing loss, but only Ula was significantly hurt in the blast. We're told the crude device was built in Ula's apartment in Brooklyn using online instructions.
Cuomo says he's boosting security at high-profile spots statewide. The Democrat also suggests internet companies need to look at the access potential attackers have to what he calls garbage and vileness online. Friends of a Labrador mayor say he somehow got on a snowmobile and reached a nearby highway to flag down help after he was shot in the lower face while hunting. Mayor John Hickey of Happy Valley Goose Bay is in critical but stable condition after having surgery Sunday in St. John's. Family friend Perry Trimper says Hickey was out alone Saturday with a shotgun checking rabbit snares and has not been able to communicate what happened.
Accidents happen, unfortunately, with firearms, and this is what it looks like happened. He was by himself. Adrenaline and sheer willpower to get himself to the highway was remarkable.
A candlelight vigil for Hickey will be held tomorrow night at the town hall in Happy Valley, Goose Bay. The country's finance ministers are cautiously optimistic a deal can be reached today on how the Federation will divvy up tax proceeds from the sale of legalized recreational marijuana. Ontario Finance Minister Charles Souza says the federal Liberal government showed flexibility on the issue at a working dinner last night, but he says time is running out to reach an agreement on revenue sharing.
Listen, we don't have a lot of time left. This is happening as of July of next year. I got a lot of priorities for the province of Ontario. We want to make sure we roll this out as effectively as we can.
Provincial and territorial finance ministers have been meeting in Ottawa to discuss a range of issues, but the dominant topic has been negotiations towards an agreement on how they will share revenues from a federal excise tax on cannabis. The developers of Canada's only commercial space port are hoping that the eastern shore of Nova Scotia will eventually be the site of annual rocket launches. Members of the project gathered in a Halifax boardroom this morning to plan their next steps. Stephen Mateye, the president of Maritime Launch Services, says the goal is to break ground by mid-May and start sending satellites into space in 2020.
They have a production capability that can produce a fully integrated vehicle and get it delivered here in about 29 days, which equates to like 12 a year.
Maxim Degshirev, a rocket designer, says that the firm is capable of producing up to a dozen rockets annually for use at the site near Canso. The nominations for the 75th annual Golden Globe Awards have been announced. Reporter Jason Nathanson breaks down the top movies.
Find those pages.
The Post, one of five films nominated for Best Drama, where the journalism and politics picture faces the love story Call Me By Your Name, the World War II drama Dunkirk, the sci-fi fantasy The Shape of Water, and Frances McDormand's star turn in Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Up for Best Comedy or Musical.
They know I'm black.
Should they?
Jordan Peele's Get Out, which many would argue is neither a comedy or a musical. The Disaster Artist, The Greatest Showman, Lady Bird, and I, Tonya. The Globes air January 8th on NBC. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
That's QNET News on 91X to 405. Sports is next.
This holiday season, Quinte Conservation would like you to adopt an acre. For just $25, your contribution will help build a new water monitoring and research facility at Quinte Conservation, helping to keep our waterways healthy. You'll also get a certificate and tax receipt. Adopt 2 acres and receive a plush toy chipmunk, fox, or cardinal. A great stocking stuffer. In fact, adopt an acre might just be the unique gift-giving solution you've been looking for. Go online to quinteconservation.ca or stop by the office on Old Highway 2, just west of Walbridge. Bridge Loyalist Road.
QNET Sports. In hockey news, the Belleville Senators play rivals the Binghamton Devils in the second meeting in regular season on Wednesday. In their last meeting, the Senators narrowly won 4-3. The Sens are currently in sixth place in the Northern Division, while the Devils are trailing just behind in seventh. Wednesday game starts at 7 p.m. at the Yardman Arena. There's only one Canadian matchup in NHL hockey tonight. The Vancouver Canucks play the Winnipeg Jets in their second matchup of the season so far. Winnipeg took home the win in the first game against each other, and the puck drops tonight at 8 p.m. in Winnipeg. With fans chanting his name, Toronto FC captain Michael Bradley says the club will bask in its MLS Cup win a little while longer before getting to work on a second title. Thousands of fans packed into Nathan Phillips Square today for a fan rally celebrating Toronto FC's first ever MLS Cup win. Toronto beat the Seattle Sounders 2-0 at BMO Field on Saturday, becoming the first Canadian team to win the title. Toronto was the best team during the regular season and set a record with 69 points, the most ever in MLS history. In basketball, the Toronto Raptors look to extend their winning streak to 7 games when they visit the Los Angeles Clippers tonight. It's the second of back-to-back games for the Raptors, who beat Sacramento 102-87 yesterday. The Clippers are coming off a 113-112 win over Washington that ended a 4-game losing streak. Rachel Holman beat Calgary's Chelsea Carey 6-5 to win the Olympic Trials women's curling event in her hometown of Ottawa. Holman says it's an unbelievable feeling.
It's something I could have never even dreamt of when I was little, or any of us growing up playing sport in our hometown. We couldn't have written a better story, and we can't wait to represent Canada in Pyeongchang.
Philadelphia Eagles coach Doug Peterson confirmed star quarterback Carson Wentz has a torn left ACL and will miss the rest of the NFL season and playoffs. Wentz, a favorite in the MVP race, had an MRI today that confirmed the severity of the injury. Wentz was hurt late in the third period at Los Angeles. Peterson says his team has been resilient all year and can still do well without Wentz.
You sure can. Heck yeah. We overcame a Pro Bowl left tackle. We overcame our middle linebacker. We've overcome a running back. We've overcome a core special teams player this year, our kicker this year. This is no different.
Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville tonight is going to be increasing cloudiness with snow beginning early in the evening, around 5 to 10 centimeters, and the temperature is going to be steadily near -6. Tomorrow we're going to see snow at about 5 to 10 centimeters again, with the temperature steadily near -5. At 4:08, it's -7. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Leah Den Hartog, News on 91X, next at 5.